209, the French Revolution. In 1789, the French people rose against their government. In 1792, they imprisoned their king and queen. In 1793, they beheaded them and set up a republic. The monarchs of Europe made common cause against the spirit of revolution. They made war on the French Republic and began a conflict which soon spread to all parts of the world. 210. The French Revolution in American politics. Jefferson and his political friends rejoiced at the overthrow of the French monarchy and the setting up of the republic. It seemed as if American ideas had spread to Europe. Soon Jefferson's followers began to ape the manners of the French revolutionists. They called each other citizen this and citizen that. Reports of French victories were received with rejoicing. At Boston, an ox, roasted whole, bread, and punch were distributed to the people in the streets, and cakes stamped with the French watchwords, liberty and equality, were given to the children. But while the Republicans were rejoicing over the downfall of the French monarchy, the Federalists were far from being happy. Hamilton had no confidence in the government by the people anywhere. Washington, with his aristocratic ideas, did not at all like the way the Republicans were acting. He said little on the subject, but Lady Washington expressed her mind freely and spoke of Jefferson's followers as, quote, filthy Democrats.